For more than 200 years, Tufton Borough's General Store has been the place to grab necessities and stay connected to neighbors. But now that future hangs in the balance. NHPR's Anne-Marie Timmons has more.
Dave Dauphiné's in-laws had run the store for 2 decades when his wife suggested they take it over in 2016. He wasn't enthusiastic.
I wanted nothing to do with it. We were parents of pre-teenagers at the time, and just it was a hard no.
5 years later, Dave pitched the idea back to Erin. Their youngest child was finishing high school, and her parents wanted to retire. It was a perfect fit. Dave kept his day job and became a Tufton Borough selectman, while Erin ran the store. She kept the shelves stocked and the pellet stove going on cold days. She made a space for local artists to sell their works. And she left thermoses of coffee on the porch during snowstorms for the town's plow drivers. And Erin forged close relationships with her customers, some of whom came every morning to gather around the store's worn wooden table.
You can go to 7-Eleven and you can get your coffee, you can get your beer, you can get whatever you need at 7-Eleven. Here it's different. You can get all those things, but you also get the conversations, the chatter.
These days, the store's future is uncertain. Erin died of breast cancer in November. She was 50. Erin's loss has devastated her husband and her customers, like Guy Pike, who's lived in Tufton Borough for 70 years. He serves on the town's budget committee and the district school board, and he lives a half mile from the store. He starts nearly every morning around that wooden table.
People come in here and know each other. We're a pretty tight-knit community, even though we may not visit each other's houses, but when a fellow needs a hand, there's usually a hand sitting here at the table.
Pike interrupted himself when Faye Friedrich, another regular, walked
in. Hey, little girl.
Good morning.
Morning to you. I'm dying for a cherry pie.
Friedrich hasn't always been a local. Pie and the store were her way into the community.
I bought a little house down the street, only came up weekends, and I thought a way of endearing myself to the local population, I started bringing pies in every weekend. It took 5 years, but after 5 years, I think Guy, you said, we're glad you moved from Massachusetts.
Even as this band of regulars keeps showing up, business is different. Not long after Erin passed, the post office, which had called the store home for most of its 200 years, moved out, taking the daily foot traffic with it.
Since they closed the post office, Tufton Borough doesn't exist anymore. And without this store, it's going to go away even more. And that would be a tragedy, but I fully understand the challenges that Dave's facing at the moment.
Dave has decided he can't run the store without Erin, and he sees three options: selling it, turning it into apartments, or leasing it.
Who wants to be the guy that closes a 200-year-old general store? Certainly not me. And my wife would come back from the grave if I did that. So I'm trying to honor, you know, my wife's wishes and do the best that I can within the parameters of what I'm kind of left with.
Dave hasn't made a final decision, but he's talking to a couple of people interested in leasing, which would keep the store open. He said that's the only way to preserve what Erin and the store's customers love most. Anne-Marie Timmons, NHPR News.